Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through as I said, yeah, not a video gamer. Text line coming through. Damn show, no Mortal Kombat. I play that at the arcade a little bit.
Finish it.
Yeah, a little Liu Kang action. Ron had to have been the lamest kid on the block. Couldn't ride his bike to his friend's house to play video games. Wow. Well, I walked. And we played basketball outside. Went swimming. Did other things. My favorite. You didn't do much as a kid. No wonder you're fat. Because I...
It's someone who's angry with their own life wife.
Listen to the logic. I told you I didn't play video game. No wonder you're fat.
Because you didn't sit around and eat potato chips and play video games.
Is that my boy, Ron?
That would... Damn it! Clint!
If you'd have just done that, man,
Tyler,
you'd be
if I'd have just sat on my ass and played Halo or whatever games there were, I'd have been 190.
You'd have been tea in there. You probably had a little more ass than tea, though.
Oh, man!
Yeah, the no ass life.
That's the deal. So all of you in good shape play video games the whole time. Damn. Missed it. Instead of my ass out there playing until I had to come in.
Damn legs falling off.
Playing those four years of high school football, 1 and 2 days every day. I'll be damned.
I should have just set
my ass and played. By the way, I'll be honest with you, Tyler, I've been stalling in my head. I just cannot pull video games from the era of the time in which I would have been playing video games.
You're on the right track with the Sega Genesis.
Halo seems to still be a little further into. I'm talking about the
that
range.
Was more my time.
Yeah, I was going to say from when I was in middle school to high school.
PlayStation, man.
And we're talking PlayStation. That came out.
Jet
what games?
Moto.
You're always
Madden. I'm sure Madden.
NBA 2K.
What other games were they?
Are we talking 2K? PlayStation? That's what we got to know to start.
NBA Jams. That was a big one. That was a good one.
PlayStation 1. There was a Jet Moto. There was a Crash Bandicoot. There was Spyro the Dragon.
Crash must have came with the game. I may have played Crash a time or two.
I was up there walking that mall trying to get some ass. To be honest, which is what I was doing.
Hmm. Well, it's what you might
post
know.
Post up right
man.
In front of that old
He was
baby.
Up there getting cardio. He was hunting, getting cardio,
I was
man.
Hunting, baby. Then go there and move it to the movie theater and stand out there until those cops told
man,
us to leave.
Shouldn't have been getting them steps in, man. You should have been sitting down drinking sodas and eating chocolate, man, playing video games.
Resident Evil.
I remember that one, too. I mean, I do remember that one.
I don't remember any of that.
Ooh, MLB Slugfest. That one was awesome because you could hit each other on the base pass. You could, hit the crap out of somebody and try to jar the ball loose. It was awesome.
I didn't get that one. Resident Evil, was that Lara Croft or that Tomb Raider?
That's Tomb Raider, but that's a good one.
Lara
yeah.
Croft. I feel like our boss right now is rattling
Angelina
them off.
Jolie.
Oh, ain't no doubt. Oh, Park Dog, I guarantee you.
Metal Gear?
Park Dog spent some time in front of that.
Twisted
game,
Metal. Right?
Final Fantasy. Resident Evil 2. You thought?
Gran Turismo.
But
Park strikes me as...
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Ooh, I haven't seen Park real mad, I don't think. mad. I've seen him shook. I don't think I've seen him
Boss
mad.
Boss Man?
Yeah. I've seen him shook. I don't know if I've seen him mad. I bet there's a time when he would fire that remote control at the wall or the TV.
Oh,
or
no doubt.
I bet he got madder than a hornet at the game.
My old brother used to do that.
Tekken? I've seen that at the video. Yeah,
yeah. Those are good.
Wasn't bad. Text line, I'd pay good money to see Ron rounding second base in Little League.
I'm telling you, Ron, you miss Ron. Next time you see Ron out, I want you to watch Ron walk.
Sweet feet.
And them little ankles. He was a big man with sweet feet. There's no question. He's got that beard.
Oh yeah.
There's no doubt.
And I just want to let you know, I ain't just been overweight since I was came out the room.
He ain't been 297 playing high school baseball around in second. Even though that would have been cool. That would have been great.
Could you imagine 24 Ron, ounces and...
Could you imagine if Ron was hitting about 400, 10 bombs in the baseball uniform around in second base going for three?
Oh, man.
That would have been great.
I was going, man. I was always...
You got to get me some old film, man. I got to see. I bet you them feet were quicker than you get out.
Man,
get you a deal with tough acting.
Didn't move on the pass rush.
Oh, no question.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm coming.
What was Snacks' real name?
Snacks.
Spin move on the pass rush, man.
Big fella. I played in Europe with. I think it was Scotland.
I knew a dog named Snacks.
I can't remember. He played at. Gosh, I can't remember. And he was actually a smaller D lineman. But he was a heavier set guy with them little ankles and could flat get it.
I would get in trouble because I'm rushing the pass.
Ron's got some juice to him.
No, you just that was a great swim move, but you just left the entire gap.
Joe Mixon could have drove a Mack truck through that A gap.
It's second down at two. I can hear Coach Bo. Get over here. Rush that pass, though, baby.
It's second down and two. What are you doing rushing the pass? They run the wishbone, son.
Oh, yeah, man.
Get my boy wrong.
You see that swim, though, Coach? That swim move was big time.
You remember, I think I told you. Remember Tony Temple? Boy, he had me in the hole one time. It just absolutely
Tony.
Embarrassed me when he was at Rockhurst High School. Got me to where I tried to stick my foot out and trip him. Yeah. I had that. I told you I thought I was Corey Simon. So I had that neck. And that not the neck roll.
Oh, the big old donut roll?
The flat one, like Corey Simon. Oh, yeah. That's my favorite position to watch.
I
was out
there. I got to get some more. We got to get some more football photos.
I'll find some. Well, yeah. I went bad. Someone said Ron probably looked like Evan Gattis getting him 11 triples in the season.
Not the janitor.
I'd push it. I'd push the limit. I told you when my eighth grade baseball career ended, playing a little fall ball with the Raytown Panthers. But I also was in my first year, my freshman year of high school football, two-a-days at the same time. I just had a two-a-day practice. And I came around, I tried to score from a second on a hit, and I rounded third base. It cramped, just grabbed me, and I went down, man.
Something bad, man.
In between third home.
Somebody shot Ron from the old press box.
And wow. I got tagged in the crawl to try to get back to third base.
I'm jumped up.
Got tagged out. And that was it.
That's enough.
I said, I can't even move. There ain't enough water for me to drink out here. I'm cramping up.
And you don't like bananas.
I told you that. I've had some running for some greats. Old Brandon Lloyd, that man gave me that ride home. I don't know if I'd be here today. If Brandon Lloyd didn't see me out there and say, hey, man, why don't you throw this in the back of this car, man? You're struck. Yeah. She did. Yeah, that was when Teresa. You gonna ride this bike? I don't know how you gonna get. Up to that practice. But you got a bike. I'm not taking you, or you can walk.
No, how that story ended.
I was walking alongside that baby.
Brandon Lloyd scooped you up.
The walk there was fine. It was when I had. I don't know about y'all first two-a-days. It was a breeze to you, sure.
No, Mom never let
me
play football.
That freshman year, I had a cramp hit me right in the stomach and in the bottom of the foot. I had never done any kind of conditioning like that in my life. That's why I told you we out there at camp. I'm like, man, this practice looks a lot easier than the practice that I went through in high school.
There ain't no doubt about that.
There ain't no finish to conditioning.
Nope.
Oh my God, man! I went to them and I had cramps.
When the Texans finished practice, me and Ron were going to the car, and some players were leaving and walking across. Ron said, "They don't no conditioning after practice anymore."
They have no conditioning anymore after practice.
No horses.
I was sitting here.
Gassers.
Man, let me tell you, Doc. Man. I'm sitting there every day, man. I'm sitting there looking at that, understanding the time. You know, in your mind, you know. All right, we got stretches. Then we got individual. Then we come together for a little team. Then we got special teams. Then we got an individual again. Then we have another team. And that second team, you know what's coming after it. Conditioning.
So you started prepping for it.
Yes. We had 5 150s on Mondays, and linemen had to be in at a certain point. And if everybody didn't get in, we had to run them over. Oh, my God. It was hell.
5 150s. over back over?
Yeah, around, like it was 150 yards. We had to run it, and we had to. So in line, end zone, and then down the field, down 100. And we had, I think Lyman, I remember, I think we had to do it in 22 seconds. And we knew Jeff Franklin wasn't going to get there.
Oh, Jeff.
I think he's selling real estate now, but shout out to Jeff Franklin.
He's probably doing all right.
Commercial?
Probably went home and started playing video games, and now he's real skinny.
Yeah, he is. No, he's not. Yeah, he's not.
Went on that video game diet.
No, he's not. All right. OTA's mandatory minicamp is over. Now we're heading into training camp, and the real thing gets started.